First of all, this piece is brilliant, engaging, and fun. God forbid we should think that all Renaissance music or all Baroque music or all this concert music is serious all the time. And I'm partly to blame if I've helped to create that image, because most of the Renaissance music I've played for you up to now has either been kind of languorous and dour, like Petite Camusette, or has been from the Catholic Mass. So darn it, it's time to boogie a little bit and have some fun. Let's have fun with El Grillo. It displays the Renaissance increasing occupation with projecting the literary meaning of the text into the music with appropriate musical gesture that describes the text. Now, if you were to sit down and write a piece of music called The Cricket, which would illustrate a cricket, you might quite rightly think, well, I should have short, quick notes, and the music should kind of jerk around, and maybe I should have leaps and bounds and so forth. You wouldn't write a lugubrious, slow cricket unless the cricket was about to die. And this is a very lively one. So right away, we should expect upbeat, pokey, very frisky sort of music, leaping and jumping around with very jerky rhythms. And that's very true. And that reflects the Renaissance infatuation with displaying the meaning of the words in musical terms. This piece is what we call a frottola, which means, despite the fact that it's written for a bunch of singers, it's essentially homophonic. One main melody, all else accompanimental. It's not polyphonic like Petite Camusette, and it is utterly idiomatic in its use of the Italian language. I would read in translation El Grillo, and then we'll pick up this idiomatic aspect once we've heard it. The cricket is a good singer who holds a long note. Go ahead, drink and sing, cricket, but he is not like the other birds, who sing a little and then go elsewhere. The cricket always stands firm. When it is hottest, he sings alone for love. All right, it's a cute lyric, but it's an even cuter piece of music. El Grillo by Josquin des Prez. It's completely delightful and wonderfully juicy music. And again, I encourage you all to seek it out. I mentioned before, and I would mention again, that Josquin, living and working in Italy, of course, is many-lingual, and his Italian is superb. This is really very idiomatic use of Italian. This is not a foreigner trying to write in a foreign language, and that will become significant as we move through my next comments. I would quote Paul Hillier. He is a singer and the director of the Hilliard Ensemble, which is a modern ensemble that does a tremendous amount of this Renaissance music. And Hillier wrote, quote, "The Italians hired the ultramontani because we may presume they liked their singing and their composing. The fusion of tuneful, rhythmic gaiety and learned polyphony, the fusion of Italian abandon and northern discipline we hear in their music laid the foundations for the Italian madrigal."